A parable of spiritual power and humble redemption. Once upon a time, in the tranquil valleys of the Himalayas, there was an ancient monastery. In this monastery lived a revered master, Guru Ananda, who had spent decades meditating, seeking wisdom, and unlocking spiritual abilities. His heart overflowed with love and compassion, and his touch was said to heal. One fine day, the king of the neighboring land heard tales of Guru Ananda's spiritual prowess. He sent an envoy, requesting the guru to grace his kingdom with his presence and share his spiritual wisdom. Guru Ananda, though humble in demeanor, felt a surge of pride. Deep within the recesses of his heart, an old longing stirred, the longing to be celebrated and revered by the masses. Upon arriving at the kingdom, he was welcomed by throngs of people. His heart swelled as he stood before the eager audience, and he began to share not only his wisdom but also intimate details of his spiritual achievements and the sacred powers he had attained. As he spoke, a part of him relished the gasps of awe and admiration from the crowd. Though he spoke humbly, within him lay a desire for the people to regard him as a living sage, a manifestation of the divine. As the days went by, Guru Ananda started feeling a strange emptiness. His once effulgent aura seemed to wane. His healing touch, which had brought relief to many, now felt lifeless. One evening, as he meditated under the moon, the spirit of the mountains appeared before him. Her voice was like the rustling of ancient trees as she spoke, "O Guru Ananda, in revealing the sacred treasures of your soul to feed your hidden pride, you have allowed your precious energies to dissipate into the winds." Guru Ananda, with tears streaming down his face, realized the gravity of his folly. His thirst for recognition had cost him his life's work. As he reflected upon his loss, he realized another profound truth. During his years of spiritual practice, his energies had been focused inward, in communion with his soul and the divine. This inward channeling of energies had been the bedrock of his attainments. However, his ego, which was an outward-seeking force, had caused these very energies to leak out into the world. It was like a vessel of sacred nectar that had been painstakingly filled drop by drop but was now left with holes due to the piercing gaze of ego. The ego's thirst for accolades and admiration had turned his gaze outward, and as his energies sought external validation, they left him, emptying the vessel. This revelation humbled Guru Ananda even further. With newfound resolve, he vowed to mend the vessel of his soul by relinquishing the ego's outward pull and once again focusing his energies inward. Determined to atone, Guru Ananda bid farewell to the kingdom and retreated back to his monastery. He devoted himself to a life of true humility, service, and silence regarding his spiritual endeavors. Years later, as an old man, Guru Ananda's powers and wisdom returned tenfold. However, this time, he kept them safeguarded within his soul, like cherished secrets between him and the divine. As he spent his years in sincere humility and inward focus, Guru Ananda found his energies being replenished. He realized that the inward path was not just a journey to spiritual power but also a journey of safeguarding and cherishing it, akin to protecting the most precious treasure within the sanctum of one's soul. In the twilight of his life, Guru Ananda's heart was filled with gratitude and wisdom. He became a silent guardian of sacred secrets and an embodiment of true spiritual humility. His life, both in its rise and fall, stood as a testament to the delicate interplay between inner energies and the outward pull of the ego, and the sacredness of guarding one's spiritual treasures in silence.